Prabhu was also the first ISKCON president in Bombay. Started the first temple here in Bombay. Om Gyan Timidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Tadadishva Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajataham Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari
Hare Krishna I feel this evening very blessed to be amongst you, to speak on the subject of the power of blessings. We're very sorry we're late, but we were at Bhaktivedanta Hospital and we had some sort of minor surgeries and then we got caught in traffic. And many told, please don't go to this program. But we could not resist. Thank you for being so patient. What is a blessing? Different people have a different understanding of what really a blessing is. One time, Srila Prabhupada had just finished a lecture and he was going back into his room. No, actually, this was in an Indian train. I'm sorry. The same story, almost identical, but I'll tell this one. Prabhupada was in an Indian train, and this one man just crashed right into Prabhupada's compartment and said, Swamiji, give me your blessing. Please give me your blessing. And Prabhupada was busy doing other things. So the person just kept insisting, give me your blessings. Prabhupada got up. He followed him. Prabhupada came back. He followed him back. He said, Swamiji, please give me your blessings. Give me your blessings. And Prabhupada said, I bless you that your material life is finished. And the person literally fell to the floor and started crying, begging, Prabhupada, not that blessing. Swamiji, Swamiji, not that kind of blessing. He said, no, I've already blessed you. So for someone, getting a good grade on your exam is a blessing of God. Or getting a nice husband is a blessing of God. Or getting some money is a blessing of God. Actually, everything is potentially a blessing if we recognize it. If we don't recognize a blessing and reciprocate properly, what appears to be a blessing could be a curse. Yes? Sometimes you beg for some blessing that you really want, and then you get it, and it ruins your life. It happens every day. One of my god sisters, her name was Kunti Devi. She came down with malignant cancer. She had 6 months to live. She had two children. Extremely painful. And because she was looking for the divine love of God in every situation, she took her cancer to be a blessing. And she was happy. And she was growing internally. So much so, she was in a city in America that all these neighbors who were coming to say, to console her, were coming out of the room enlightened. And the word was spreading, and a television station, a local news station, they did a series of shows on her where she's sitting in her wheelchair. She couldn't talk. I mean, she couldn't walk. And she's just explaining how her cancer was a blessing, how everything that comes in life is a blessing if you just recognize it. And I remember at one point, I went to visit her, and she had no strength to even hold a book. So someone gave her a computer with all Prabhupada, our Gurudev's books on a computer program. And she would just sit there flipping the pages with one finger going, just pressing the keyboard going, and she had all these things supporting her back because she couldn't sit up otherwise. And she was always smiling and so happy. And she would tell me, this is such a blessing. I wouldn't trade my situation for anyone else in the whole world. It is such a blessing. Because I've never heard my Gurudev's words penetrate my heart so deeply as I am today. Every word of his books is just enlightening me. I could feel his love. I could feel his presence more than ever before. Even when I was sitting next to him. This surely is a blessing. The real blessing that the soul is looking for is the blessing of a connection with God's love. That's the highest blessing, to actually connect with the love of God. And the love of God is always, everywhere, in every situation, if we look for it. In the Christian Bible, it is said, seek and ye shall find. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that as you approach me, I will reveal myself accordingly.
in the wonderful, beautiful things that come in your life, if you're looking for the love of God in that, and you're looking for the opportunity to grow, you will find it. But if you're not, then even in the most beautiful things of life, it could cause you great frustration, anxiety, and ruination. Yes? I could give too many examples, but I'm already too late. I had a friend that I grew up with, very young boy. And later on, I heard about something that happened. Father died, left a huge inheritance. There were two sons. Each one got half. It was huge relatively to our situation. Maybe to people in Bombay, it's not so big, I don't know. But it was a lot of money. So one of the sons bought a beautiful ranch in the state of Oregon, got an airplane, made a airport in his yard, got beautiful horses to ride, built a beautiful house, married a nice lady, had children. And the other boy, with the same money, it's a blessing. It's a blessing when Father gives you millions of dollars. He wanted to make it more. So he got in the wrong association and decided to invest it in cocaine. Just one time. Just buy it, sell it, triple your money. He got caught and got 40 years in prison. He's been in prison 25 years now. He's still in prison. No one can get him out. So that blessing of the fortune that he got became the greatest curse of his life. Whereas the other person, the blessing, he was thinking it was a great blessing. But later on, his wife divorced him and got everything. And he was just living in a small flat. So, which one was a better blessing? We read about Kulavecha Sridhar. He was just living very poor, just selling bananas, banana leaves, living in a little thatched hut. And Lord Chaitanya offered him any blessing, any blessing. I'll give you wealth, I'll give you power, I'll give you mystic cities, yogic powers, I'll give you liberation, I'll give you elevation to the spiritual world. He said, I don't want any of those things. But I want to give you some blessing. Ask for something. He said, bless me that I will always see that beautiful little Nimai, you, coming to steal my bananas. Bless me to always be the servant of the servant of your servants. So every situation is potentially a blessing or a curse, according to how we perceive it and according to how we respond to the situation. Divine blessing is that which connects us with the love of God. And that's always there. Just like rain. Rain falls, especially in the monsoon season in Mumbai. You can expose yourself to the rain or you can hide from the rain. Now, in this case, it's usually better to hide from the rain. But when it's the rain of blessings, we can hide from it or we can expose ourselves to it. This lady, Kunti, she was in the most painful situation. She was going to die any day. She was paralyzed from the waist down. She was emaciated. Her hair was falling out.
And she was smiling. And whoever came to console her, she would end up preaching to them about how wonderful life was. And they would start telling her their problems, and she would resolve all their problems. They'd go in crying and come out smiling. How is that? Because she was looking for the blessing, even in the most unlikely place, and she found it. Not only did she found it, but she attained life's perfection in that blessing. So in our life, real wisdom is not just getting a degree. That's academic knowledge, which could be very helpful. But even that academic knowledge, it could be a blessing in our life or a curse in our life. But to see the hand of God and to see how to reciprocate with the hand of God and to be grateful. A grateful heart can recognize the blessings in everything. An ungrateful heart can never recognize any blessing and therefore cannot grow in that blessing. Gratitude is one of the most essential human virtues for real inner prosperity and inner happiness, and especially connect us to the divine or to Krishna. There's another type of blessing, which is very special. The blessing that God bestows through those who love him. Culture is a society where people are always seeking the blessings of their elders or seniors. Now, I'm from America, the United States, in the 1960s, which is before some of you were even born. But I don't know how much you have studied American history. But in the 1960s, there was what is called a generation gap. Have you heard that before? It means a gap of miscommunication between generations. And it was at its peak at that time. Where amongst the youth, the battle cry was never trust anyone over 30. So there was not much. What to speak of ask permission from your parents? The cool thing was to sneak around them. Yes. And then I came to India. I was from a whole culture where the whole nation was like this. And I came to India and I saw young people touching the feet of their mother and father, putting it on their heads, asking for blessings. I was thinking, what kind of world is this? They're not arguing with their mother and father. They're asking for blessings. They're touching their feet. This is culture. Culture is to honor and respect teachers, parents, elders, sadhus, people who are spiritually advanced. And really what we're doing when we're respecting, it shouldn't just be a ritual. We're really seeking their blessings to guide us, to enrich us, to give us strength, to give us wisdom, to give us hope, to actually succeed in whatever we're doing in life. And that same principle of seeking blessings
its origin and its perfection is from those who can give us God's blessings. And when we have the blessing of a saintly person, magic can happen in our life. But what kind of magic it is, we have to have some good spiritual education to recognize. Sometimes when we receive a blessing, everything starts going wrong. Because that's what we need to go through to grow. And sometimes everything starts going right. Today we have with us His Grace Shamsundar Prabhu. When he was the age of most all of you, he received the blessings of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Blessings in the form of Prabhupada was, he received his love, he received his prayers, he received his instructions. Those are blessings. Sometimes Prabhupada would, people would come to Prabhupada and say, please give me your blessing, please give me your blessing. Prabhupada would say, follow my instruction is my blessing. Because in following the instruction, which is Krishna's words, all blessings will come upon you. The heart blessing of person doesn't come just by demanding, give me blessing. When a person is pleased with you, they don't have to say you are blessed. When a person is pleased with you, from their heart, their affection, God's blessing pours through that. There is a beautiful verse we sing every morning, Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Prasada Nagati Kutopi. When the Guru is pleased, Krishna is pleased. And all blessings of God comes if he's pleased. And if the Guru's not pleased, there's no possibility of reaching, of accessing the blessings of Krishna. So by actually being serious, sincere, and not having ulterior motives, and really trying to please God and please his devotees, spontaneously and naturally, full blessings come to you. And you're actually in a consciousness to receive them. When those blessings come, that means the situation that's just perfect for you is there. It may be something very easy to attain and to fulfill, or it may be something that's very difficult. We're going to hear from Shamsundar Prabhu about how Prabhupada blessed him and those and his wife and little baby child, and how magic happened in their lives. Unbelievable things happened in their lives. But not without immense struggle, not without unbelievable reversals. That was part of the blessing. But through it all, such miraculous results and such inner growth and love was manifesting. Just imagine, Prabhupada told them, go to London. He's going to talk about San Francisco, but before he talks about San Francisco, I want to go back, because he said, I want to talk about San Francisco because I was the same age as these young girls when I was there. I said, London's also? He said, no, I was too old then.
too old. He's supposed to, they're in the front row to protect us, actually. All these men are supposed to be our bodyguards. It's not my idea, it's the brahmacharis have appointed them.
You told me it was all ladies.
Well, everyone is ultimately female, including ourselves. Krishna's the only male. So, Prabhupada go to London. And London, they had no money. How they got in is unbelievable, because they needed a certain amount of money to get in London. Prabhupada lent one of them a little bit of money, and they all went to Amsterdam, and then they would show that money at the border, get into England, wire the money back to Amsterdam. The second couple would come in, show that money, get in, wire it back to the third couple. And then after they all got in, they wired it all back to Prabhupada, and they had nothing. He was living with his wife and little baby daughter in a cardboard box in the basement of a warehouse for some time. Now, you may ask, what kind of blessing is that? But he was never happier, yes? He was never happier. And he was just accepting it as a blessing and growing and growing and growing. And within a few days, he's living in the house of John Lennon. The leader of the Beatles. You've heard of the Beatles? Not the insect. It's a musical band from England. They were the most popular people in the entire Western world. Maybe India too, I don't know. But they were so... Nobody could see them. They stopped public performances because too many people were coming. They were the first musical band in history to play in a stadium. In those days, no one ever did that. And so many people were screaming, you couldn't even hear. And wherever they would go, there would be thousands and thousands and thousands of people wanting to see them and touch them. And they just decided, we'll just, you know, record in our studio and send out videos or something. Yes? So nobody could see them. And here he was, living with them. He just snuck in. He had nothing. He wasn't even supposed to be there. He snuck into some place, yes? And George Harrison comes out and says, I've been looking all over for you. And George Harrison became a devotee, his best friend. And then a few days later, they helped them make an record album. Now you have CDs. Then you used to have vinyl albums. It was... the Hare Krishna mantra was the number one song in all of Europe. Yes, and the record album was in the top 10 albums in all of Europe. Just Sanskrit hymns of devotion. How is that possible? Magic. It wasn't possible because of his brilliance or his genius. It was because he received the blessing of a great soul. And through that blessing, he blessed millions of others. The power of blessings is the power of God. The power of blessings is the power of Krishna. It's infinite, unlimited, and it's everywhere. If we just recognize it and access it with a grateful heart. And it's especially present within the heart and the prayers of great devotees.